ज्ञानंजन श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददा आद्दानसेन दन्तेरिदं जाते पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजधूलिश्यां Taking up Srila Rupa Goswami, taking up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19th Parichay. I have told about Dhruva, Sakam Bhakta, Anna Bhilasita. He has Anna Vilasita. And those who have no Anna Vilasita, Prahlad Maharaj, but something, a saint of Gyan, that he was thinking always Krishna, that he has no appetite, nothing, seeing in everyone always Krishna, everywhere, and in Krishna, seeing all living beings, entity, whole world. But not cultivation of his activity to please Krishna. By his sense, by his senses, mind and his speech. Not so much. So Hanuman is more superior than this. Also, Ambarish Maharaj is Suddha Bhakta, though he is not liberated, but yet he is more superior because his seed is so much powerful. Then in future he will be liberated and serve Krishna by all his senses. So he is pure Bhakta. Hanuman is liberated and engaging his all senses, his speech and everything to please Ram. Tattata, Ram and Krishna are not different. They are one. So here, Krishna is Ramchandra. Always serving Ramchandra in so many. Make a picture or banana to serve. Always serving. Always serving, but Pandavas are more superior. As glorified Hanuman, how he is serving? Being a servant, sometimes general, sometimes prime minister, sometimes guru, sometimes
advisor,
sometimes chhatra,
umbrella,
like fan, like channel doing,
singer,
and any difficulty he is helping Ram and serving. Once Hanuman went to, there was fighting between Ram and Ravana. In the meantime, when they were sleeping, the son of Ravana, Mahiravana, came and he took the shape of Vibhishan and stolen away Ram and Lakshman from that battlefield. And he took on the opposite
direction.
To Patal Lok. Patal Lok means?
Lower.
Yes. That is was England. Mahiraman was the king of at that time of England.
Bidalaksha.
So he took there and wanted to give sacrifice of Rama or Lakshman to his worshipable deity Kali. He was preparing everything. He gave some red cloth in the neck of Rama and Lakshman, thinking that they are only the voice of any human being, son of Dasarath, not thinking that they are supreme personality of Godhead. So everything was ready there. Big fire was burning, sacrifice place, and they had swords. At once they wanted to kill them and to give that blood to Devi and to sacrifice the head of Ram Lakshman to fire for Devi, that she will be so happy. In the meantime, Hanuman fled from the battlefield, Lanka, and he not hearing. Oh, let me tell the story. He at once Hanuman came there in a very little space, like mosquito in a flower. And he thus came in the garland of that lady. When they were ready to kill Ram and Lakshman, at once he took his step very deep and cut the Kali there in earth and took the sword and killed all the demons there, and he gave their heads on the fire. Ram began to smile and Lakshman also there was taken, and he took them on his shoulders and returned to battlefield. In this way he used to die. Now Hikari will be forever Kanishtha Hikari if he is not gaining all these knowledges and knowing all these siddhants. Only chanting, only worshipping, they cannot develop these knowledges and they never will come in this stage of Madhyama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikari can decide whether he is Kanishtha or Madhyam or Uttam. Kanishtha cannot do. So we'll have to know all these qualities and we should judge then in what stage this Vaishnava is, and accordingly we should try to honor them. And if you are not doing, all Vaishnava are same and same honor to all, then it will be some offense. So we should clearly know all these things. Then we can come in Madhyama Adhikari. And if you are not Madhyama Adhikari, that is, we are not developing our Krishna consciousness. Swamiji has never come to bring all the devotees and to be eternally in Kanishtha Adhikari. He has written everywhere like this. Rupa Goswami has written now these things. All Goswamis and all disciplic acharyas have written all these things. Sanatan Goswami is so merciful. He has written Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Brihad Bhagavatamrita in such a way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets this knowledge to Rupa Goswami to decide the graduations of all the Vaishnavas. In Madhyamadhika, not three, Madhyam Kanish, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. There are thousands of grades, thousands of grades. In the Kanishtha Adhikari, thousands of grades. Uttam Adhikari, thousands of grades. Sanat Kumar, Prahlad Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, all are Uttam Adhikari. Narada Goswami is Uttam Adhikari, Rupa Goswami is Uttam Adhikari, Raghunath Das Goswami is Uttam Adhikari. But there are so many graduates. Rupa Raghunath, these are the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, even they are also Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. Any one of them, whether Sukh Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami, Narada Goswami, can it be compared to Rupa and Sanatana? All they want to be the fifth dust of Rupa Goswami. So we should try to know all these facts. So we must be try to associate with the devotees who are superior than him, knowing all these things. And try to give up yourself in that lotus feet and try to serve them. Otherwise, you cannot. In Diksha, you will have to repay something. Like Guru Diksha, Dakshina. Dakshina, you know? At first, anyone used to go to Gurudev, giving some Dakshina, and then Diksha. Otherwise, Diksha will be
not successful.
Tad, nein. See? Tad, nein. 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 Tad,
nein.
Tad, nein. Tad, nein. Tad, nein. Tad, nein. Tad, nein. Panditam. To know real things. Tadviganatam guru meva vigyasya. Samat prani. With any dakshina you should go. At first they used to take some dry oats, that it will help our Gurudev to serve. For Yajna. In Treta Yuga Satyayuga. But after that, time was changed. A Guru should take his heart and give to Gurudev. That is Saranagati. That thing. Now I am coming to the subject. Anukullena Krishnam Silanam Bhakti Uttama. What I explain the two symptoms of bhakti is Annyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anabhutam. There should be used in only in this sadhan bhumika in this world, not in liberated stage. Understanding? So, for Hanuman, annabhilashita sunnam jnana karma adi anabhutam, this is not applicable. That crossed all this. Only some grade of anukullena Krishna Sulanam we will explain. How Hanuman cultivated his all activities for the happiness of Ramachandra. He tries, but he cannot play like a friend to Ram. He cannot serve Ram as a bosom friend. He cannot give any remnant to Ram, whether it is sweet or he cannot climb up on the shoulder of Ram. He cannot sleep with Ram in the same bed. So there are some defects in this. Surely with wholehearted, live with whole senses, he cannot serve. Here Pandavas are some superior than here. In Vaikunth anyone can serve Narayan like Das, Shanta Das, and half of friend, not more than that. In Ajodhya with Ram, anyone can serve with Shanta Dasya, half of the Shakha or Vatsalya only, not more than that, but more than Vaikunth. Now we are coming to Pandavas. They can serve more than Hanuman. Why? There is so much affluence in Vaikuntha. Prem is less. As he gradually develops, then affluence will be gradually less and less and less. And prem will be thicker, 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 thickest. So in Vaikunth there is so much opulence. Less opulence is in Ajodhya. And less opulence in Dwarka. Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadeva, Draupadi, Yudhishthira, they are servant of or Sakha or anything of Dwarkadhish, not of Brijesh. They think Krishna like their sarathi, their friend, like protector, Kunti, like son. Yudhishthira Maharaj, younger brother, thanks to Krishna. They support and nourish Krishna also. But Dasharatha is prominent in among them. Especially in Yudhishthira and Bhim. Though they are Sakha, but not so much Sakha like Brajavasi. Arjun, among them, Arjun is best. And Draupadi is also best. Though they are Sakha, friendship, Dasya, but friendship is more prominent. You can hear a story. Once Narada went to Shankara and told, I want to know that where Krishna can be seen and who serves Krishna more. Shankara was told that go to Hastinapur. And you will see in the bedroom of the palace of Arjuna, you should go directly. He went at once, taking his vina in his hand. And when he entered in the room of Arjuna, he became astonished. Oh, what wonderful was there! There was a very nice decorated called palanka. They have two pillows that side, this side. The head of Krishna and Arjuna were sleeping together. The head of Arjuna was in one end and the head of Krishna was in one end. Arjuna taking the lotus feet of Krishna in his lap, he was telling Krishna, 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 sleeping. And Krishna taking the lotus feet of Arjuna in his lap, on his chest, and he was sleeping fast and telling Arjuna, Arjuna, Arjuna. One side where Arjuna's feet was there, all the kings, Satyabhama, Rukmini, all were stammering and panic. And where their Arjuna's feet was there, Subhadra and Draupadi were fanning and chanting. Seeing this, Narada became so astonished and began to chant on his veena, Krishna Arjuna, Krishna Arjuna, Krishna Arjuna, Krishna Arjuna. And tears were coming. I have never seen like this. Hanuman can do like this. He can sit on the, he can lie down on the that, and Ram will take the lotus feet of Hanuman in his chest. Never. This is the glory of Arjuna. But when in the battlefield of Mahabharata, when he saw the universal say form of Krishna, he was second. And he was so much fear and began to pray. Oh Krishna, I have told you Krishna, sometimes friend, sometimes I have ordered you to take my chariot there, sometimes I have told you that serve my horses, and I have told you to go to Duryodhan for mediator, dude,
messenger,
please excuse me for all that horse. I will never tell you Sakha. I'm seeing that you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna, Ki Anadi, Anadiradi Govinda, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda. Oh, you are this. And he began to, I will never do. I am taking my this. And began to apologize and fell flat on the earth. But when we will compare Uddhava and Arjuna, then Uddhava is more superior than any of Pandavas. He has engaged his all senses, mind, speech and heart, always to serve Krishna. He never leaves Krishna for a moment alone. And he is so near and dear that Krishna has told in Srimad Bhagavatam that Uddhava is my soul nearer and dearer, more than Brahma, who is my son, more than Shankar, we are both one. Moreover than Lakshmi, who is playing always in my chest, more than my Atma, my soul, for Uddhava he has told. For Arjuna he has not told like this. If any very secret thing to be done, he chooses Uddhava. Sometimes he takes advice from Uddhava. If Krishna can show him that mouth, in his mouth, in universal room, he has nothing to do. Nothing. He knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows, but yet he is friend more than Arjuna. That is why Uddhava was sent by Krishna to Braja. One day Krishna returned from his Gurukul. That is Vatmani, Sanditri Muni. He came in Braja at the age of about 12, and it can be taken like 14 years age, up to that Kishore age. But when he entered in Mathura, he became in young age. No? He was sent by his father and mother, Ugrasen, to Sandipani Muni to learn all but art and all kinds of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. When Krishna returned after 64 days, learning all these 64 kinds of arts, one day he was standing on his roof, palace, and he was seeing towards Vrindavan in north direction. And he at once remembered his calls, his coughs, his mother Yashoda Devi, father Nand Baba, and his friends. He remembered Giriraj Govardhan, river Yamuna, and began to weep loudly with tears so much. There was none to satisfy, to
console him.
He was bitterly weeping. In the same time, Uddhava came. Where is Krishna? He also went on the roof of that Raj palace, big palace, and he saw that Krishna is weeping bitterly. Tears are coming. He could not say anything. He went and he stood up there and watching and looking Krishna. Krishna saw him, but his eyes were full of tears. Anyhow, he took his hands in his hands and began to weep loudly. Uddhava, I fancy you should go to Braja. I am remembering my cows. Cows cannot live without me. Now they are somehow dying. Calves cannot take milk of their mothers. All are waiting for me. Now whole bridge is zero like zero without me. My mother has become blind, always weeping, weeping, not taking anything. And also, there is no cooking. For whom cooking will be done? So pots are
upside down.
And some
wire,
some
copper
have done some
wire
on there. A spider has made some cup on them. When Krishna left Vrindavan, from then no vessels were
cleaned.
All are here and there, rolling down here and there. Not cooking room has been
cleaned
even. Always weeping, always weeping. For whom they will cook? So Uddhava, you should go. And especially go and pacify Gopis. They have given up everything for me. If they have given up their husbands, their children, they are all everything. Deha, Dahi, everything. Deha means body. And Dahi?
Bodily.
They don't do singar, but
decoration
themselves. They don't love anyone in this world. Always weeping and weeping. I have told in Gita, the teaching to Arjuna, the last स्वात् मन्मना भव मदभक्तो मदयाजे मां नमस्कुरु माम एव यस्यसिते प्रतिजानं प्रियोऽस्मि. This is the sar and substance of the whole Gita. Manmana bhava. Give your all attention, all mind, all heart in Krishna. So there is no any example besides gopis. Even a woman cannot give up his shame, but they can give up their shame for Krishna. They become naked also, if Krishna tells that everything is for Krishna. Now they are all dying and you should console them. Why he told? He told, he knew that Uddhava cannot console them, anyone. Not a dry straw he can console. He knew. He cannot console a tree, creepers and anyone. What to tell of gopis? He cannot. But skillfully he sent Uddhava to see how the frame is so high. Like Himalayan mountain. More than that. How high class. You can go and then realize. First you should be admitted in the school of gopis, where I have learnt all these things, prem. Though it is 2.5 letters, prem. But yet, in Sanskrit language. But I have to be admitted in their school. There, Srimati Radhika is principal of that frame. Principal and director, everything. And Lalita Visakhar are professors of one department. So you can go and be admitted in that school, that you will know what is frame, what is love and affection. Without going there and being admitted and learning, you cannot know what is frame. And then when we will return, then I will something talk with you. Why? I want to discuss all these things to you. Because gopis are feeling separation mood for me. But they can distribute their all these separation moods to all gopis. Because all they are sakhis. Like friends. But I have no friend. Not a single friend in here like me. So I want that you should be qualified and then return, then I make this beat my this suffering and separation to you, something a little bit, and then you will realize what is frame, especially Braj frame. It is very hard to explain. Anyone in this? Very, very hard. I know that he may do some mistake. But yet there is no meaning. Very rare persons to explain all these things. Though I have not read Bhagavatam, Brihat Bhagavatamrit, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Expert in all, they can explain something, something known solely. Why Krishna could not send Arjuna or any brother of Pandavas? Why he could not send Akrur? Are there wherever so many learned persons in
Dwarka?
Why he could not send? Dwarka not. At that time he was in Mathura. Why? because Buddha used to live always with Krishna, associating with Krishna, sleeping with Krishna, taking prasadam, remnant of Krishna always, taking the remnant clothes of Krishna. When Krishna sent him to Braja, he gave his own Vaijayanti mala. He gave his all ornaments. He gave his pillow dress. That dress, meaning what he used to?
Pitambar.
And his golden chariot also. That used to sit on this chariot, golden. It was of Kansa Krishna has taken for his own use. Now he is giving to. And he sent to. Why? Because Uddhava always aware of Krishna heart. So he sent there. So he is more superior than Pandavas or any of Yadava. But he should not think that he is superior than Rukmini and Satyabhama and all. Because they cannot go there, because their husband this mood in them. They cannot tolerate gopis. So he was not sent. So Buddha was sent. Satyabhama, Rukmini and all others are one pointed to Krishna in only husband relation. But Uddhava was so, somewhat abroad-minded. What? Abroad-minded?
Liberal.
He can compare. So he was sent there. So which is more superior than any of the Yadavas or of Pandavas. Here we will see that Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. There is the gradation. Gradation?
Yes.
He is serving both. He is using his senses. By body, mind, speech, heart, and all kinds of moods up to Anurag. Pandavas cannot go up to Anurag. Sneha, prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag. Buddha can go to that place. Satyabhama Rukmini can touch. Pandavas cannot go. Because that defect, what defect is there? Always thinking that my Krishna is not only my friend, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead and always all kinds of asperger, opulence, he is sarvajna, knowing past, future and vartaman, present, everything. He can do anything. He can make lakhs and lakhs words in a second, create so many words. He can also create the creator of all, like his Brahma and all, Karnabdi Sai Vishnu, all he can create. So, Uddhava can serve by all these means. But also there is some defect in Uddhava. He went to Vrindavan, and he saw the height of the gopi frame, so high, but he could not take anything. He admired them. He first went to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw him and began to weep. He wanted to ask something. that how my child is there. My beloved son is, how he is happy or not. But when he began to remember, he at once, his, what, shocked. Yes, that so much coming. His heart was melted so much. He cannot speak a word. And he began to weep bitterly. But Nanda Baba saw that I should tell something, otherwise he will say that he is not honoring me. He has come from Krishna, his dear son, beloved son. So I must tell something. Then he began to remember his brother, Vasudev Maharaj. He is my brother. Oh, he is well. Kanspa is a demon. And he was giving so much suffering to Vasudev and Devaki. Now they have been killed by their own actions. Krishna is not killed because he is a baby. How he can? Their past activities and present activities, they have killed Kamsa. Krishna cannot kill him. So Vasudev is now fortunate. How he is, and in connection he remembered Krishna again, and he began to. Uddhav, I cannot forget Krishna. When I go to forget Krishna, in my palace I see some toys of Krishna, a little bansuri. Bansuri means flute of Krishna, the toys of Krishna, the pitambara of Krishna. And it remembers me so that I cannot be here. Then I sometimes used to go to Yamuna to forget Krishna. But there I am saying that Yamuna is crying bitterly for Krishna, Krishna. The Kripas are weeping for Krishna. All the waters, Parmanu means Atal, are crying Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna. Then I see that I have come to forget Krishna and here more remembering. So he left this place. And when I went to Govardhan, I saw the footprints of Krishna everywhere. More remembrance there. All trees are telling, all groves are telling, all the little stones are telling the glories of Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is? They are asking for me. And I become. I cannot forget. I know that there was only one father in this world, and that was Dasarath Maharaj. When he left and went to obey Dasarath and he went to forest, he saw that here is not Ram. And then he told Ram and Ra, and he left his life. I cannot do. Why I cannot do? I don't know. I am not like Dasarath Maharaj. And he began to weep bitterly and more bitterly. Looking all these things and seeing all these things, he became like a statue. Uddhava is so learned. He was the disciple of Brihaspati, friend of Krishna. Also, he was also Prime Minister of Krishna. But now he is thinking, what should I tell Nanda Baba? He is so much weeping. I have come to console him. But if anyone is crying bitterly, one drop of tear is coming for Krishna, then certainly he is very fortunate in this world. And he is weeping so bitterly, so he is most fortunate in this world. So how can I console him? Tell that, oh, Nanda Baba, don't weep. Then I am doing offense. But if I am telling that, oh, Nanda Baba, more weep, more weep, more weep, then how I can console him by telling? So what should I tell? Nanda Baba, don't weep, or weep more bitterly. And he is not thinking what to do, tell with Nanda Baba. He could not decide. He saw that Nanda Baba, this Vatsalya Prem is so high that he cannot imagine. And thus he could not decide anything. At once he told only thing. Shlagatamau yuvam shlagatau. You are best fortunate man in this whole world. Your life has been successful. That Krishna is not anyone's son. He is supreme personality of Godhead. He is Godhead to Godhead. But even knowing this, you are thinking him a son? This is glory. What you told? Nanda Baba told. I think that is a very foolish boy. Not knowing anything. You are like a child. You have not read anything. You are not qualified. I thought that you have